Yo, today's QOD is people can change. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Patrick Bet David on the show today, and he's going to show you what really great leadership looks like and what it doesn't look like. Patrick Bet David, coming up after these words.
I want to show you a video. Let's for a minute become analysts. Is it okay if you become an analyst? We're going to become a nonprofit analyst for about a minute here, right? So I'm gonna show you this video. LeBron James, they're playing against the Milwaukee Bucks. They lose. Giannis scores 50 points in that game, all right? Anthony Davis is sitting right next to him. The interviewer asks him a question. Can you be as good as Milwaukee Bucks? You have to see what he says here. If you don't mind, play that video for me, Teek. Watch this.
Does it hit different in the sense of what?
It's coming. Does it tell you something deeper about your team compared to...
Yeah, it tells us we ain't on their level. I mean, I'd have told you that before the game started.
Do you think you can reach that level?
Listen.
Where they are right now? I don't know. Do I think we can reach the level where Milwaukee is right now? No. That's what you want to hear about me?
Pause. Okay, let's turn the lights back on. What do you think about his answer? Is what? Okay, who likes his answer? Raise your hand. Who likes his answer? Raise your hand. Okay, who doesn't like his answer? Raise your hand. Tell me why you like his answer, because it's what? It's honest. It's honest. Okay, now tell me why you didn't like his answer. All right, so let me ask you a question. Say I call out Okafor, okay? I know he wouldn't say that. You said Kobe would never say that. Kobe would never say, now watch this. Say I tell Pelayo, we're at an event in front of 15,000 people. Pelayo's sitting here, and you guys just lost MVP to TGA and MSM. And I ask, so George, I'm just curious. Do you think you guys have what it takes to compete with MSM and TGA? And George says, no. So what does no mean? He didn't say, if we, the answer was just what? No. So let me get this straight. So imagine I'm one of his teammates and we lost that night and I'm embarrassed and I watched that answer. Why should I come to practice early the next day? Imagine you're George's team, somebody gives an answer like that. Why should you come in the next day and make more calls? Why should you do that? What inspires you to want to do that? What fires you up to do that? There's nothing about, because the answer no means you cannot change. This is a guy, if you go investigate my story of high school, junior high school, and military, you will get more confident about your dreams becoming a reality. Because the one thing I fully believe in is people can change. I believe in that. That is the one thing I fully believe in. I believe people can change, right? Now watch this. We talked about Joe Burrow. I want to show you guys a game of 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I think. He's in a Fiesta Bowl. In this Fiesta Bowl, you have to watch this and look at people's reaction when you see how this guy gets hit. Joe goes back. He looks around. He throws the ball. The guy intercepts it. He's running back for a touchdown. They're going to be down 14-3 in the first quarter. Joe runs to tackle this guy. 320-pound guy comes from the side, jumps in with the shoulder, bam, levels his throwing arm. And Joe's legs, you're going to see it slow motion. His legs are above his head when he hits the ground. And you see him on the ground with the reaction. Then I want you to see what happens afterwards. Tico, if you can play this clip. Watch this. It's about to happen. Watch. Watch. Boom. You'll see it again. Come back. These guys are thinking they're winning it. They're taunting on Joe. Look at this, taunting. Look how he got hit. You'll see it twice again. He can't breathe.
Nate Evans was chirping him, giving him the business.
320 pounds hits him. Watch this. Shoulder in. Boom. Your throwing arm. Legs up. Head hits the ground. They're down 14-3. Now watch what he does.
Now we'll take a shot. Lost one for Jefferson. He's got it. Touchdown. What a throw. What a catch. 22 for the score.
Now it's 14-10.
There's some pressure from UCF. It's picked up nicely. Throw across the middle. Floated in there for Dillon. Down the sideline. Derek Dillon for the
17-14. Keep watching. Watch how he gets hit in the helmet here. Look at the helmet hit.
Able to get out of there.
Boom!
Kyle Gibson got the free shot on Burrow. That was the worst loss for LSU. He was shut out by Bama, 29-0.
Watch this. Another one.
Into the end zone. Touchdown, Justin Jefferson. What a throw by Joe Burrow. Second touchdown catch. That one's good for 33 yards.
Where's the taunting? All the people talking smack, they left. And just to finish it off, here's another one. Boom! Okay, so now watch. You watch. How's it make you feel, by the way? How's it make you feel? FYI, let me ask you a question. Do you guys realize what happened after this game? Do you know in college, after this game, he never lost another game in college ever? They went next year to beat Alabama the following year. He became a national champion. People realize who this guy was all about. The kicker in this conversation isn't what you just saw. It's when he gets hit on the ground, the guys above him talking smack. What's he thinking in that moment? That's all I care about. All I care about is you're down on the ground. You're like this. Guy is screaming. You're thinking your exes, your friends, everybody who hates you just saw you on national television getting crushed and they're celebrating. Oh, they got, did you see it, bro? They got his ass. They got his ass. Man, you know he's not going to come back from that. And he stands up, takes the heat, comes back and wins the flipping game. Everybody in the NFL looked at it and said, who the hell is this guy? Who is this guy? Do you know in the Super Bowl, he's going around talking to the opponent. You know what he was saying to everybody? He says, hi, I'm Joe. Hi, hey, Vaughn, I'm Joe. Good to meet you. Love the way you play. And Vaughn is like, who talks like this? Hi, hey, I've been following your career. I'm a big fan of your game. I'm Joe. We know who you are. You're in the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Joe. Now watch. They're interviewing this guy 4 months ago. It's a 34-second clip I want you to watch. 4 months ago, they're interviewing this guy, and they asked him the following question. Hey, Joe, if somebody would have told you 3 years ago that you're going to win the starting job, you're going to win the Heisman, you're going to win the national championship, you're going to be selected first in the draft, and you're going to go in the Super Bowl or the playoffs, would you have believed me? Remember how I showed you the LeBron video earlier? Listen to the answer this guy gives. Tico, if you can play that clip.
Joe, if I had told you 2 seasons ago that you were going to win the starting job, you were going to beat Bama, you were going to win a Heisman, you were going to be in the playoffs, you would have said what to me?
I would have believed you. You know, I know the work that I put in up to that point, and I just felt like I needed an opportunity. And I knew the kind of players that were here, and Coach O sold me on a vision, and, you know, I knew the work that we had put in this offseason. So we totally expected to be in this position.
Pause it. Okay. How sick is that, by the way? What was his answer? I would have what? I would have believed you based on 3 things, maybe 4 things. Based on what? Number one, the work ethic. Number two, the vision the coach sold us. Number three, the teammates, right? That is a leader you want to follow. That's why they call him Joe Cool. Joe Shiesty. He wore one glasses in one of the interviews. Those glasses sold out within 6 hours because everybody would want to find those glasses. This is what you call a guy that everybody wants to play for. Do you know who's the guy that just retired? Who's the greatest NFL player that ever played, that retired? Tom Brady. Who was his favorite running mate that he played the last 10, 12 years with? Gronkowski. They asked Gronkowski, hey, it's your last year. What are you doing? He said, I will only come back to the NFL next year to play for one guy, and that's Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow. Why would he say that? Because that's the only thing he relates to. The only man he knows to play for is who? Brady. The only guy I think that is close to this guy is a Brady. I'll play for that guy. Do you know everybody in the offseason is texting right now to their agent saying, I want to play for the Bengals. I'll take a cut. I'll take a discount. I just want to play with this guy because I think this guy's going to win a Super Bowl. Do you guys know in the Super Bowl? No one except for Roger Staubach had been sacked 7 times in a Super Bowl. He's the only other guy. They destroyed this guy, almost broke his leg. He still almost won the game. One leader. So what makes this one leader so unique? What do these guys have in common? Attitude. I don't like LeBron's attitude. That's simple. I loved Kobe's attitude. I love Michael's attitude. I don't like LeBron's attitude. FYI, LeBron has more God-given abilities than both of those guys. He's taller, he's bigger, he's stronger, he jumps, he runs, he sprints, he's a great three-point shooter. Terrible attitude. I don't like his attitude. You liked Jordan's attitude. They say, hey, Jordan, do you consider yourself the greatest of all time? He says, that's not for me to say because it's unfair to Will Chamberlain. I never played against him. It's unfair for me to say that I never played against Jerry West. I never played against Bill Russell. I never played against these guys. But you have to put me in the conversation because I think during this era, I've proven myself that I'm in that argument. How do you not like a guy like that? There's something unique about that attitude, right? Joe has the attitude. These guys have the attitude. They got there because their attitude. We just recently fired somebody. And we had a meeting with this guy. And the conversation was very simple. You know, he's insurance, all this stuff that he's doing. And I'm talking to this guy and I said, look, you have to realize there's one thing that's very clear by you. We're very patient with you. It's been many years. But your attitude has never changed. It's been the same. And it's not attractive. The reason why you keep losing friends, family members, you're broke, your relationship don't work out, you keep losing jobs. You've had 30 jobs the last 12 years. It is not the 30 companies' fault. It's not your ex's fault. It's not your friend's fault. It's your attitude. It's not attractive. It pushes people away. You know what's the craziest thing about attitude? It forgives people. You become forgiven. Why? Because people will look at you and they'll, how many guys have no clue how an annuity works? Raise your hand. Raise your hand for like, dude, if I ask you to come on stage right now and teach us about an annuity, you're like, dude, I would screw that thing up. How many guys, there's no way you know how an annuity works. Okay, great. But you know what happens? Here's what happens. You sit in front of a client. Client asks you, so I've heard about this annuity thing. What do you know about it? And you say, look, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not an expert in that area, but I do work with a team of experts, but I would do nothing. I'd be more than glad to get the best person to help answer all your questions for you. Is that okay with you? Absolutely. They're like, this guy, I just asked him a buying question. He knows nothing about annuities. But man, I love his honesty and his attitude. Freaking amazing. Everybody lies. I'd love to talk to the team of experts. Attitude allows people to forgive your lack of knowledge and they're patient with you. An unattractive attitude, no one's going to forgive you. Because at least I can drop down and say, I like this guy's attitude.
That was Patrick Bet David. His website is patrickbetdavid.com. You can watch today's entire talk on the YouTube. It is called Mindset of High Achiever Entrepreneurs. That is it for me. Enjoy the rest of your day. And also remember, if you want ad-free episodes, go to your app store, download the Stitcher app, and join Stitcher Premium for as little as $2.99 a month, and you will hear QOD 100% commercial free. I'm out. See you tomorrow. Peace.